The Problem with Shag Carpeting by Gold-Hearted Sky, read by CookieMom6067. Booker crosses his arms over his chest and can't stop the annoyed huff that comes from his mouth. I liked that safe house. The flames crackle and pop, and the heat is overwhelming as he watches the small cottage burn. To the left of him, Nikki scrubs a smudge of soot off his face. I really liked that safe house. Blame Joe, Nikki mutters, the same twinge of annoyance evident in his own voice. He was the one who insisted on the candles. In my defense, Joe says, standing in front of them, hands on his hips as he watches their house go up in flames, I did tell Nikki to bake a bigger fucking cake. I told him that it wasn't big enough to fit 251 candles, and look who was right. Booker clutches his first edition of the Maltese Falcon tight in his arms, the first and only thing he grabbed before the flames had consumed the living room, and gives them both an unamused look. I blame both of you for not agreeing to redecorate after the 70s. All that polyester and shag carpet went up like a fucking matchbox. I think lava pit might be a more accurate comparison, Joe says, flinching as another window bursts from heat and the molten steam of burning carpet goo begins to leak out from the remains of their front door. Booker makes another noise of discontent, and Nikki offers an apologetic face. At least, Booker's disgruntled stare turns to the Italian, and he can see the gears turning in Nikki's head, adjusting his strategy in real time. At least you got your book. Joe raises a hand to his mouth to try and muffle a snicker, and both Booker and Nikki shoot him a glare behind his back. You're not being helpful, Yusuf. Fuck being helpful. We burnt our house down, Joe laughs, and Booker can't help but feel a grin tug on his own mouth, despite his irritability. When he glances over at Nikki, there's a matching restrained smile on his face, and Booker honestly wouldn't trade this for anything in the world. Joe turns to face them, a playful smirk on his lips as he tilts his head back to the flames. Well, since your birthday presents are currently on fire because of us, how about we do a little impulse shopping? Booker shifts the book in his arms a little higher and raises an eyebrow. What did you have in mind? Joe and Nikki share a knowing look before the corners of Nikki's mouth tease at his amusement. How about a new house? He laughs, shaking his head and rolling his eyes, and allows Joe to step forward and sling an arm around his shoulders. Fine, Booker says, still feigning exasperation, but no fucking shag carpet. Nikki kisses his cheek and hums, deal. Happy birthday, Book. 8 hours later, and a bungalow richer, Booker stares at the spread of decorating magazines on the table of the booth they're tucked into as he pokes at the slice of cake with his fork. Do we seriously need all this? He asks, eyebrows furrowing, as he looks up at Nikki. I mean, Vogue Living, really? Can't we just go to IKEA? You were the one that wanted to redecorate, Nikki laughs, swiping a fingerful of frosting from the cake and earning a stab from Booker for his efforts. No, I wanted to redecorate our old cottage, not the brand new house we just bought. It has hardwood floors. Joe elbows him in the ribs and snatches the magazines back with a feigned groan. You're never satisfied, are you? He says, dark eyes soft as he narrows them at Booker. If it wasn't your birthday, I don't know if Nikki and I would be able to put up with you. Booker pulls his plate closer to his body, shielding it with one arm, and mutters, Well, unfortunately for you both, I've still got 4 hours left of my birthday. He finally gets a forkful of the cake into his mouth and melts a little at the sharp burst of dark chocolate across his tongue. I don't want to spoil it by picking out drapes. How would you rather spend it? Nikki asks, a wicked sparkle in his eyes as he tries to keep as straight a face as possible. Trying not to let it show how fond he feels, Booker shrugs nonchalantly, grabbing another bite of cake. I'm pretty sure you and Joe could figure out something a little more satisfying. Joe leans over open-mouthed, and he rolls his eyes before feeding the older man some of the chocolate frosting off his fork. Booker is blessed with a wide grin from Joe and says, making a face, "You're insufferable." "Takes one to know one, Book," Joe says. "Now finish up your cake, birthday boy. We've got a house to christen." The end.